Here we go. Yitzchak Tavshin Pei Gimel learning Shmei Tzchusu First from Chai Esav Tehila Bas Arya Tzipora Besoch Shchai Yisrael. Last year, or a few years ago, I should say, got a beautiful sefer known as Chibas HaAvoida. Chibas HaAvoida is from Rav Biderman. But most of us, when we think of Rav Biderman, we think of Rav Melech Biderman Shlita, and this is Rav Melech's brother, Rav Chaim Yosef Biderman, who is the Lal of a Rebbe. He's the Lal of a Rebbe. And he said incredible Torahs called the Chivas HaAvoida. And as I thought, he has a beautiful, beautiful message to be able for us to be able to share what's going out of Yisruchag. He quotes, he has two essays on Yisruchag. And the first one, he calls it, Hamshachas HaShefa L'chol HaShana. In order to be able to take the Shefa from Elul and Tishrei into the entire year. And he says, what's Yisruchag? He says a beautiful Torah. The Pasuk tells us, Yisruchag Babosa and the Karnas Mizbeach. And Yisruchag on the day after Yontif, to tie it down into the Karnas Mizbeach. Quotes a beautiful idea from the Alexander Rebbe. He says, what's the idea? He says, if a person, if a tailor makes a shirt, but you don't tie it up and you don't sew it up, the shirt is gonna get rid of it. It's gonna be tarnished. Shadavar doim lechayet shetoyves abeger shim lo yikshu esachok lo tuchat tfil esgayim lo chinami tzarach likshu es yimei achag sheover lasos chiz vekiyam shlo yisparna me'elov. Says the Alexander Rebbe, every one of us built a beautiful shirt for ourselves, an elul or a shishanim kippur sukkasim was Torah. Yet now you have to tie it down. You have to tie it down how do I go from now, from Yom Tov now into the weekday, to my regular life, quote unquote? To tie it down. How am I going to be able to bring it in now? Am I better than the Lakum? Am I the Machavero? Am I better than the Atzma? Can't just say, oh, I had beautiful moments. I'm the same person before Elul started, before Hashem Kippur Sukkah started. No, we're different people. And this is the Rav Shetzer. He quotes the Zera Kodesh, the Rav Shetzer Rebbe. He says, the whole Vort, what's this Indian of? Yisruchai Babosa and Akonos Mizbech. So we know the Sharma Gedoshim tells us that the Gemar Chassim is really Zoyz Chanukah. Look him now back at the Pasuk. Yisruchai Babosam Akonos HaMizbeach. What's HaMizbeach refer to? Akonos HaMizbeach Zehu Chanukah. Sh'oz Haisa Chanukah HaMizbeach. When was the inauguration of the Mizbeach? None other than on Chanukah. Our vort, our job, says the Zohar Kodesh, take the inspiration we had now from Elul and Tishrei and Yisruchag now, and then we're building it up again. We're building it up again until we get to Chanukah. And that's what a Jew's job is, able to build to continue on. They say stories of the Yikotzer, the Bells of the Rebbe, also from Sukkot to Erev Chanukah and Chanukah to Purim. And you go from one mitzvah to the next mitzvah. You take the Hoshanas and you use the Hoshanas. It's brought down by the Ramah. You use the Hoshanas able to bake matzahs. If you look at the Ramah, Siman Tafrei Samach Dalet. It's an Indian to go from mitzvah to mitzvah. But not just physically, spiritually, metaphysically. He continues on. Says the Chiddush Harim. See, the Chiddush Harim says in Parshas and Emor, the Mawadim are called Mikrai Kodesh, times of holiness. What does that mean, Mikrai Kodesh? Much deeper than that, just times of holiness. Ki amoin mazin uvakish miko echa lahachnitz ha-kidusha shayantav shetechakei belev l'zmanim toiva. Mikrai Kodesh, that means that the time is calling out for each and every one of us, calling out to our neshamas to be bigger and to be better, to be implanted in our hearts, to be on fire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kidesh v'shas nisan yuchal l'shtamash b'chokos e'ilu l'halev v'slavav l'avar s'Hashem. He says, not everyone's going to be able to live in their Simchas Torah in the Ilah moment. But when you have the Mikrai Kodesh, we have those times that are being mevakish us and to get cemented into our neshamas, and they're able to stand up for the rest of the year. And this is where Rav Biderman, Rav Yosef Chaim Biderman, the Lal of a Rebbe Shlita, Chachibas HaAvoida, ends off the essay and he says, what's the Shem Hashem for the month of Cheshvan? The Shem Hashem for the month of Cheshvan is a pasuk found in Parshas Kisavo, in Perek Chavav, pasuk Tezvav and Tezayin. It's the end of Tezvav. Eretz Avaz Chalav Udevash. So you have the U, you have the Vav Udevash. Hayom Hazeh Hashem. So Udevash Hayom Hazeh Hashem is Vav Hey Hey Yud. It's talking about that we, Rashi says there, where you should view the Torah in our eyes, should be every single day, as if we got it that day. According to Medrash, the Gemara Brachas, Daf Samach Gimel, Mebez. But he says, Vav Hey Hey Yud, Hey, Vav Hey Hey Yud, excuse me, to my dvash, to my honey. What's honey? I mean, don't tell me about Tishrei, it's all about honey. Because the nature of honey is to guard and to protect the fruits that are hidden within it. Ki teva hadvash eshana aperas hatemunim bo, Rames hula adam she'olav lishma es oras leslava shayom anoram kidei shenuchel leshamash behem b'shas nefil v'chashchos. You know what the point of going through these yom noram are? Tishrei of El and Tishrei. The Chodesh Baruch Hu is going to give us nisonos this year. We'll be able to tap into that devash. Be able to tap into those peros that we felt so strong. Be able to make sure we hold on tight The dvash is the one that guards the fruit. And these days were the one things that guard those times when it's going to be hard. But we go through those mikrei kodesh, says the Lulav Rebbe, in order for us to be able to cement it, like the Chiddush Rambam said, be different people. So we started off with the Lulav Rebbe, started off with the Rashi. Paul says, Izuchai Babas and Nakanos and Mizbeach. And the Alexander Rebbe told us it was like a shirt. If you make a shirt but you don't have the right stitching, the shirt's going to fall apart. That's the same thing by Izuchai. You can't just go down from the regular weekday, from Yom Tov, all these Yom Tov and Torah. No, Izuchai. How am I going to be better? How am I going to be bigger and kinder and more caring? And be better in my davening, in my learning, better on the Mechaber, better on the Makwa, better on the Ma'atzma. The Zera HaKodesh says that Izuchai Babas and Nakanos and Mizbeach, Izuchai until Nakanos Mizbeach, which refers to first to Hanukkah. To be able to make sure we take these days now, and we take it now, we're attaching it to Hanukkah, like the Rama tells us. In when we take those shanas now, you not only do it to Hanukkah, use those shanas for baking matzos. To mechaber mitzvah to mitzvah. Mitzvah goreis mitzvah. That the Chiddush Rim told us, Mikrei Kodesh, says the Lulav Rebbe. What does it mean from the Chiddush Rim, Mikrei Kodesh? That the Zman is calling us and being cemented in our hearts and in the times where it might be hard. We're holding on tight because we have those times cemented in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls, in our neshamas. The fourth idea, the Lulav Rebbe says himself, we'll look at the Shem Hashem for the month of Cheshvan, the Pasuk Parshas Kisavu, U'divash Hayom Hazeh Hashem, Vav Hey Hey Yud. Talking about all that honey, the Torah should be sweet like honey. What does honey do? Honey protects the fruit. Honey protects it. So too, every single else needs protection. Take the slavas and yom and the rum, to make sure that we keep it strong and then we keep it along with us for the entire year. Just to end off with my favorite Torah from Yisrochag, Rabbi Raza Shlita always likes to quote from in the Pasuk in Shia Shirim, Mayal Fal Pamecha Ban Olam Bas Nadiv. It goes perfectly with what the Lulav Rebbe was saying. How beautiful are your shoes when you get to Yerushalayim? Says Rav Shalom Shadron in the beautiful Siva Man Beis HaShoeva, how beautiful are your shoes when you do it, when you go to Olah L'Regel, when you go to for the pilgrimage to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem, you take your shoes off. What are you talking about? How beautiful are your shoes? Says Rav Shalom Shadron. It's not, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not talking about how beautiful are your shoes when you get there. How beautiful are your shoes when you go back home. Va'adayin hu machzik ba'asogosa va'oymin b'madrayesu. How beautiful your shoes when you're still thinking about those ni'ilotika moments or those simplest Torahtika moments that you want to be bigger and better. How beautiful your shoes. And you didn't just let Elon Tisha go by. How beautiful your shoes when you're still holding on to those thoughts and those moments. How it can be bigger and better. How it can be a better husband, a better wife, a better son, a better brother, a better father, a better daughter, a better Jew, a better human being. Shvizocha Bez Hashem to take this inspiration, to take the Torah, to take the Kedusha from El and Tishrei, and all the Yom Tov and all the mitzvahs now, and to make it sweet like honey, to guard it, Yisruchai B'vos and Karnas Mizbech, until Chanukah, from Chanukah to Tu B'Shvat, Shoivim, to Shabbos, and every single minute is connected, and to be bigger and better, to take it all, also this year, Rez Hashem, Yisrael, Siyad, Dishmaya, Lanu, Klobais Yisrael, good winter, 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 good win